Hello. Welcome to the subject of Human Resource Information System. Today we are going to look at Chapter 6 of this subject on Personnel Information System. The objectives of this chapter are, after discussing this chapter, you will be able to understand the important modules that are part of, that are integral part of HRIS. You'll be able to describe the elements for the Personnel Information System that support the organization. You'll be able to relate to the features of various subsystems of HRIS. You'll be able to connect the functionalities of diverse HRIS. So, by setting up HRIS, it's not only business house, it's not only the company or the organization has the benefits, but even the employees have lots of benefits in using HRIS. What are they? So HRIS for the organization, HRIS for looking at a compiled uniform HR data, people related data, and the administration team who take care of the HRIS data. There is also a team, HRIS business team, which includes HRBP, popularly known as HR business partner, HR recruiters, talent acquisition team. The research has shown that with the help of HRIS, a lot of roles get streamlined. So industry may have started looking at that there is a reduction in staffing levels. But primarily, HRIS helps in the consolidation of the roles and looking at how many roles actually required to function in various departments. So the organizational tasks also can be seen under a common roof that are taken care of by the roles. So HRIS for the organization, HR team, and the main business or the main business. So every organization has HR ops, HR operations team, and administration team. The teams normally take care of all transactional HR related processes. There are people who take care of the entire employee life cycle. So right from the joining of the candidate till the exit of the candidate, these work are formed a part of operations. The HR administration team monitors this work and they do the necessary changes in the system. The HR operations are on day-to-day basis working with people. They're supporting them in all individual employee transactions which are required for their day-to-day functioning. And if there are changes, it is not HR operations who go and update and make those changes in the back end, but the HRIS administration team takes that input, consolidate them, seek permissions from the appropriate authorities, and in back end they make the changes. The system is made in such a way that it can handle number of roles needed to perform the activities. The roles of the HR administration team are, there are various terms they are called as. It depends on the type of industry, and that is how the titles, designations, and with some difference, the roles and responsibilities differ. So in across the industry, you will come across, when you will take a work in this field, they are called as HR super admin, HR operations, HR recruitment operations, HR exit operations, HR time admin, HR expense and claims operations. So these are various roles who support the administration of this work with actually on operations floor, that is actually with the employees. The individual access is defined, the human resource management system modules, as per those rules. There is a question of data security, and that is how all the HR personnel who implement or who support people in utilization, the HRIS modules, and even the HR administration, who are the back office support system of HRIS, not everybody gets all types of administrative rights. The rights to access the data, to change the data, to feed the data, depends on what are the roles that the HR team has. And as per the role, the access to those particular information or the modules or the task is granted. So data security, information security, compliance to be adhered to are extremely important. The access is completely as per the job requirement. Okay. There are different operations teams working on different modules of HRIs. HRIs business team, so popularly known as HRBPs, and with operations, there are HR talent acquisition team or HR recruiting team. So HR business teams generally are the frontline workers. Okay, they work with operations. They're the ones who look at policy implementation. They face day-to-day the difficulties, challenges, grievances that on the floor, on the office floor, people go through. So they look at employee data. They look at what should be required action by listening to the difficulties that people face in their day-to-day transaction while they are using HRIS module. Suppose somebody is applying for the leave, and even after entering or applying, the manager is not able to see the application because the manager has to grant the leave. Okay. So if they're not able to see or the flow chart is not taking the command, or the approvals are not happening, or the respected communication through the mails are not happening, these are the types of challenges or the grievances the employee can come up to the HRBP team or the HR operations team, that I'm not either able to log in, I'm submitting it, but the request is not getting submitted, or the function head or the department head or the team supervisor can say that I'm not able to approve it, or I'm approving it, but people are not able to see. So these are some of the grievances or challenges people can report. Sometimes people say, I'm not able to see my salary slip, right? So there can be technological, bandwidth related, firewall related challenges which are reported to the HRBP team. And then they come back to the approving authority in HR function, they report it to the IT parallel team who is working with HR, and the next actions are looked at. Okay. So it helps in looking at what are the day-to-day requirements. Sometimes there are positions to be hired, even if it is planned in advance. Sometimes it becomes necessary that the hiring has to be expedited. Yeah, there can be new employees joining. It can happen as per planning. It can happen prior to the dates. So all these work can be scheduled, looked at, aligned through HRIS. Also, the implementation of the HR policies as per their grades, as per their roles, when people are availing, it is reported to these front facers. So primarily, these are the pockets from where whether the HRIS is working smoothly or people are facing any kind of difficulties. So the challenges are collecting. The collecting pockets are the frontline HR. There's a need to have a comprehensive understanding in order to report back, in order to consolidate and create the most user-friendly framework here. In spite of extensive implementation of various cost-intensive and integrated HRIS, it's quite necessary that it should be able to constantly, able to absorb, able to observe, able to collect the changes which are required, the support that is required, and it should able to attain, the HRIS able to attain the most changing business needs requirement. HRIS helps the team, this is how to function more efficiently. When people face challenges and if they get heard or they get documented, but no decision comes, it is not rectified and people continuously face the challenges, then there is demoralization of people. People would not resort to use the technology that is created by the organization. So when we say efficiently, we mean more process oriented, less time consuming, more system information than the physical paperwork. So physical paperwork as a traditional approach takes a lot of time. There's a lot of manual intervention. But in terms of HRIS, when the entire umbrella of information is available, the policies are available, the procedures are available, it helps the individual employee to utilize it quite smoothly. The response time from the appropriate authorities who are supposed to approve certain things, they might be the business related thing, they might be the individual employee related thing. It helps to save the time. It also enhances the efficiency. The managers, the approving authorities can refer to even the past decisions which are taken. They also can see that there is a process and policy adherence which is happening. So efficiency means there is lesser time consumption, there is uniformity in usage, and less of paperwork. Now we come to through HRIS, we are looking at learning management system, LMS, which is used primarily for employee skill enhancement. Okay. People come into the organization with X skill set. Now that X skill set should be able to help people perform the assigned role and responsibilities, perform agreed role for which the candidate has accepted the job offer. After working for certain months, it is a possibility that organization may be expecting changes in that either response time or the skill level. And that is how people have to be supported with time intervals on the skill enhancement. Sometimes due to business requirement, certain additional skills need to be given to the people. They need to get trained on. Okay. So people need to see what are the skill set which are assigned to my role. Or as a manager observes where the person or the employee needs to improve. Now that improvement, because with X skill set and with the expected level, if there is a gap, it calls for, I need to learn XYZ. Now that is what is fed in LMS. Related to those particular skills, the learning content is put up. For that, there has to be a smooth process flow fed into the LMS. Okay. And once as an employee, I know that I would love to learn on this topic more. So it gives me satisfaction. It gives me happiness to make my work or the task completion or the job completion in a certain way. People log into the system and start looking up what is stored in for them. Okay. So as an employee satisfaction for learning certain things and for completing certain things in a particular fashion, they have happiness, relatedness to the role. This helps the organization in higher tenure stay, relatedness to the organization's big picture. People start liking the brand. People start liking the culture of the company. People want to stay on and work for long years. So in nutshell, the attrition rate, the rate at which people are exiting from the company, starts going down. So learning platforms, skill set enhancement platforms, help employee retention. Let's look at the HR software application functionality. There are three groups who work on this area. There is a core HR team, there is a workforce management, and there is strategic HR. Now let's look at how these three elements, three parts, help the HR software application function effectively. So the core HR includes personnel management, benefits management, and payroll. So the personnel management is the individual employee related page, his profile, his or her grade, designation, roles and responsibilities, the eligibility, the salary part, all these areas the individual employee get to see, and the HR administration team of HRIS need to continuously look at that the data for the personnel page of the employee is updated and is in place. Second is the benefits management. So with every role, there is a salary, there are perks and benefits. They come along with the role and the grade at which the individual employee has joined. So even the page of benefits management has to be updated every year. If there are some reviews and revivals happen, they have to be fed in and needs to be made updated. And the third is payroll, which is the calculation and disbursals of the salaries. So payroll is that module. So the core HR comprises of these three things. The second part is workforce management, which includes the time and the attendance part, when people come into the organization and what time every day they are leaving. So attendance and punctuality are important part of any individual work life. So from back end, it is taken care of that the time uniformity of reaching to the office, or if people are working from home, then there is a time when the individual employee has to log in and punch in the start of their working time. If the physical presence is not required, for example, the sales team, you can't expect the sales team to sit in the office or the marketing team to sit in the office and take care of business. So these two are the prime teams which are traveling. They are on the wheels. However, their time and attendance also needs to get taken care of. So the HRIS administration team has a responsibility to look at the time and attendance part of it. Second portion of workforce management is employee scheduling. There are organizations like IT, there are organizations like insurance, finance organization, which work on rostering employees' timings, or shifts timings may differ. Also in manufacturing industry, production phase industry, there can be schedules, there can be shifts. So employee scheduling is equally important. So the various schedules need the key input to be go from the back end, which is applicable to different roles as per the shifts. So employee scheduling for that particular work also needs to be taken care of from the back end. The third part is strategic HR, which the first area that it looks at is applicant tracking. An organization cannot be static, sitting on X number of employees. As the business strategy evolves, every year there is a strategy and financial strategy and the business strategy which is looked at. To be in the market, the organization needs to look at their market share, their customer, the response for their products and services. And to enhance that, they also need to look at what is the kind of manpower strength are on board. So every year, there is a planning for workforce strength. There can be exits and those positions have to get filled in. Now, for all this, as a response, there is talent available in the market, and as candidates, they keep applying for the jobs which are published or advertised by the company. So in strategic HR, one of the important module is keep tracking the applicant for the positions which are either published on the website or published on the job portals or published in the print media. So applicant tracking is part of strategic HR in HRIS. Second is performance management. It's quite a big chapter. It is a performance which reflects whether the organization's strategy and the planned work to achieve that strategy is on the track or not. This can be reflected by the performance parameters that employees have taken up, various departments have taken up. So performance management is tracked through HRIS. And the third portion is learning management and strategic HR. If an organization wants to look at how the performance is happening and if there is a lacuna or a lag time, then where the employees need to be supported. And this need to be supported area is primarily identifying the various skills which are required. And that happens through the learning management chapter of HRIS. So in this chapter, we will look at the key features of these critical modules. There's also a module, inbuilt module, on employee engagement. Now, right from the hiring till the personal information page, and also the performance management and learning management page, this entire HRIS ensures that the employee is engaged with the organization, engaged with the culture of the organization, engaged with the various strategy, processes, policies that organization has aligned. HRIS also, as we had seen in the earlier diagram, looking at the payroll management. Payroll management from backend can be the role for the HR team member. But accessing the information about the individual payroll, the benefits which are applicable, and the necessary leaves that I need to take, this page individually the employees logs into and handles. Now, automation in the payroll. Earlier, employee used to get a salary slip, and if he or she has any kind of query or difficulty, they had to walk up to the payroll department to ask. With the payroll online through HRIS, gives at hand, at a fingertip, the understanding of various factors and access to the individual employee. So automation in payroll assist the payroll operations team and also helps the individual employee. Is an important and crucial system in human resource management. For some fewer operational tasks, the HR team also needs to focus not only the transactional part, the operational part, but the strategic part as well. The strategic part that we have seen, it helps the employee to look at their satisfaction with the company, their happiness with the company, their well-being, their productivity, and driving the business forward. Now let's look at some of the examples which you should know or you should hear about. So which are the best in class global and Indian HRIS providers? So let's look at some of the names, namely Bamboo HR, Clear Company, ADP, Zenefits, Bitrix 24, Sapel, Paycor, Kronos, Gusto. Now you definitely can look up on the internet with this trademark, and you can, on their website, you definitely can figure out When you turn as a HR professional working for the organization, you also need to know who are the best HRIS providers. And that is how we are helping with these, some of the names.